USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate in session on Wednesday. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky is not a fan of President Biden's over $1.5 trillion sweeping infrastructure bill.
They've assembled a patchwork of left-wing social engineering programs and want to label it infrastructure.
McConnell saying very little of the plan would actually go toward improving highways and bridges. President Biden says the United States will hit 200 million coronavirus vaccinations administered tomorrow. Biden saying the work to get everyone vaccinated is not over.
As of Monday, in my direction, everyone over the age of 16 will be eligible to get vaccinated.
Biden also announcing that tax credits will be available to businesses that provide paid time off for people to get COVID-19 shots. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
A group of lawmakers looking to do something to honor former President Donald Trump.
Republican lawmakers in Ohio have introduced a bill that would rename a state park in honor of former President Donald Trump. The bill would change Mosquito Lake State Park in northeastern Ohio to Donald J. Trump State Park. The park lies in the district of freshman Representative Mike Loychik, who is the primary sponsor of the measure. In a statement, Loychik says his legislation is meant to honor the commitment and dedication that the 45th president bestowed on the people of Trumbull County, where the park is located. President Trump carried Trumbull County in the 2020 election with nearly 55% of the vote. Critics of the bill questioned taking the effort to make the change with so many other pressing issues in the state, as well as the $300,000 in the bill that would be allocated to changing the park signage. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The NFL confirming they will release the schedule for all their teams on May 12th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Could more boycotts be on the horizon in Georgia?
About 1,000 faith leaders in Georgia are calling for a boycott of Home Depot with their non-response on the state's new voting laws. Home Depot said in a statement the company would continue to underscore that all elections should be accessible, fair, and secure, and support broader voter participation. Former Democrat representative from Georgia, Stacey Abrams, in front of senators Tuesday at a hearing on voting rights.
I would say that SB 202 is a law that has Jim Crow aspects, and I stand by that characterization. I support anyone who will try to stop this type of bad behavior, this type of racial animus, this type of voter suppression from happening in Georgia.
Republican Governor Brian Kemp.
This insanity needs to stop. The people that are pushing this, that are profiting off of it, like Stacey Abrams and others, are now trying to have it both ways.
Bishop Reginald T. Jackson, leader of the boycott, said this deals with securing the future of democracy, and the greatest right in this democracy is the right to vote. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pryor.
Mark McCloskey, the St. Louis lawyer who protected his property from Black Lives Matter protesters as they marched through his neighborhood, floated a bid for Missouri's open Senate seat. McCloskey saying that he can confirm he's considering it. He says he has no official timeline for announcing his decision. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.